This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go.
How much do you trust the government with your hard-earned money? I mean, what if I told you the former FBI deputy director spent $70,000 on a conference table for his office while kids in your local schools don't have enough supplies? Meanwhile, $120,000 went to figuring out why prisoners want to escape jail. And $1.5 million encouraging New Yorkers to play more video games while veterans wait months for their benefits. Because the dirty little secret right now, Maria, is the people we elect to run the government, they're not the ones who actually run the government. It's the unelected bureaucrats in the administrative state. That was created through executive action. It's going to be fixed through executive action.
Let's not sugarcoat it. Government spending, it's out of control. And it always has been. Every year, taxpayers fork over nearly $7 trillion for programs, agencies, and, well, let's just say questionable research projects. Like the $100,000 study to see if sunfish get feistier after a few shots of gin or tequila. Here's what we learned from that one. Sunfish apparently enjoy a stiff drink as much as the next guy. But should we be footing the bar tab for this? This isn't just inefficiency, it's theft. One wasteful program at a time. Wait until you hear how the IRS's 1984 technology is costing you billions. That's coming up. But it's waste like this that President-elect Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Vivek Ramaswamy are here to stop. They've launched a bold plan to tackle these absurdities head on. They're calling it DOGE. The Department of Government Efficiency. So I'll explain what DOGE is, what it could accomplish, and if this once-in-a-generation effort can actually deliver, and I'll explain it in plain English. First, the masterminds behind DOGE, Donald Trump, the former president and soon-to-be new president, who thrives on disruption, Elon Musk, the tech genius who turned electric cars and civilian space travel into reality, and Vivek Ramaswamy, entrepreneur, author, and sharp critic of bloated systems. Together, they're promising transparency and action.
As the second Trump administration ramps up, the newly created Department of Government Efficiency is already getting to work. And now we're getting a better sense of where they'll start looking to make cuts. Vivek Ramaswamy telling Fox over the weekend that the Pentagon budget is due for an overhaul after the Defense Department failed its seventh consecutive audit with some $200 billion unaccounted for.
Nearly $1 trillion of budget they can't even tell you where it goes.
Also, potentially on the chopping block, the Department of Education. It has been a Trump target for years. He says education policy is better left to local communities. And Ramaswamy suggested if DOGE gets its way, it could be done for good.
And yes, they're even starting a podcast called The DOGECast to pull back the curtain on how waste and fraud operate in plain sight. They're also rolling out a government leaderboard, publicly ranking agencies on their spending efficiency. Think of it as Yelp for bureaucracy, where wasteful programs get shamed and cost-cutting heroes get celebrated. DOGE's mission is to cut $2 trillion from federal spending. That's $6,000 for every person in the U.S. Imagine what you could do with that. But how are they going to do it? Well, for starters, they're going to go after Medicare fraud. Billions are lost to fraudulent claims. DOGE plans to use cutting-edge tech like AI and blockchain to track and eliminate these schemes. Then they're going to go after outdated subsidies. Programs that made sense decades ago, like subsidies for industries that are now thriving, they're now ripe for the chopping block. And then they're going after the bureaucratic bloat. Did you know there are over 400 federal agencies, many with overlapping roles? DOGE is looking to consolidate and eliminate redundancies. And DOGE isn't just about balance sheets. It's about confronting the fourth branch of government, career bureaucrats and lobbyists who treat taxpayer dollars like monopoly money. Take, for example, the IRS. Its computers are stuck in 1984, literally, and you can't even email them. Musk and Ramaswamy are proposing an app that lets you file taxes from your phone. Imagine that, an IRS that works like, well, the rest of the 21st century. And let's not forget the $900 billion spent annually on federal procurement, backroom deals that AI could audit in seconds to uncover overcharges and nepotism. So what's DOGE's first move? Well, they're going to audit $500 billion in federal expenditures that Congress didn't even approve. They'll do this by leveraging two key Supreme Court rulings to pause regulations Congress never approved. This legal framework allows DOGE to act decisively without waiting on Capitol Hill gridlock. By suspending payments and diving deep into the books, DOGE aims to uncover the hidden costs that taxpayers that are unknowingly funding.
Over half $1 trillion that's spent every year right now was not even authorized by Congress in the first place. Part of this is exposing for the public the extent of that rot and waste.
Let's take a quick moment to appreciate just how wild this gets. $700,000 to analyze whether Neil Armstrong said, "One small step for man," or did he say, "One small step for a man?" And they still didn't figure it out. $120,000 to discover why prisoners want to escape jail, probably because they're in jail. And then $1.5 million to encourage New Yorkers to play more video games. It's funny until you realize that this is your money. Imagine running your household budget like the government. It's like maxing out 5 credit cards just to figure out if your dog prefers peanut butter or jelly sandwiches, and then asking your neighbor to pay the bills on those 5 credit cards. Streamlining government spending isn't just about saving money. It's about creating stability in the market. When funds are used wisely, it can lead to stronger infrastructure and better housing initiatives, which directly impact real estate investors like you and I and communities everywhere. Believe it or not, there are critics to saving money and increasing efficiency. They're arguing that cutting $2 trillion could harm essential services like Social Security or Medicare. Others believe entrenched bureaucracies and lobbyists, they're going to fight tooth and nail to protect the status quo. They don't want the gravy train to stop. And let's not forget the ultimate challenge, implementation. You know, many government reform efforts, they fail because good ideas are never followed through. But DOGE's secret weapon, a team of DOGE elves, high IQ hires placed strategically across agencies to quietly enforce reforms. I mean, here's the real deal. The government hasn't shrunk in 100 years. And while transgender monkey research, overseas drag queen shows, and Russian cat treadmill studies make for sensational headlines, the real focus is on reshaping core functions. And yes, those were all real government programs, by the way. Now, DOGE, it isn't a magic bullet, but it's a start. By bringing in leaders like Musk and Ramaswamy, it's showing that big thinkers from outside politics can make a big difference. As taxpayers, our role is to stay informed, to demand accountability, and support leaders willing to tackle waste. Because every $1 saved is a dollar that can be reinvested in things that actually matter. Schools, infrastructure, or just, we'll keep it simple, lowering taxes. So the big question is, can DOGE pull it off? Well, the mission is set to commence upon Donald Trump's inauguration and to wrap up by July 4th, 2026, just in time for America's 250th birthday. DOGE has just 18 months to make a real impact. And with midterms looming, their window to tackle inefficiency and waste, it's brutally short and the clock is ticking. If it succeeds, it could redefine how government operates for generations. By slashing waste and outdated regulations, DOGE could boost GDP growth to 4 to 5%. Creating an economic renaissance for everyone. And DOGE isn't reinventing the wheel. This has been done before. Argentina recently reduced its government workforce by 15%, slashed regulations, and restored market-driven policies, showing what's possible with decisive action. Now, if it fails, the U.S. risks an economic death spiral. DOGE is our chance to rewrite the story and secure America's future for generations to come. So what do you think? Is DOGE the fiscal nuke Washington needs? Or just another flashy idea that won't go anywhere? If you were part of DOGE, which program would you cut first? And where would you allocate the savings? And if you follow me here, you know I teach about building wealth through real estate, an endeavor where every dollar counts. And that's why DOGE probably has my attention, because it's not just about cutting waste to me. It's about creating a culture of accountability that we can apply in every aspect of life, including how we invest and grow. I'll see you next time. Take care.
And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.